Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. After last week's episode where I talked a lot about chaos and bringing in a little bit of calm in there when we can, I want to now kind of continue a little bit with that about how can we say no without making it sound like we're trying to burn down bridges or being mad or please don't come to me anymore. As a leader, we are always pulled in different directions. That could be our own employees needing some help. It could be our peers, our colleagues asking us for favors to assist or to review something, or even clients and vendors who are making urgent requests. Saying yes to everything might feel like the best way to go. It might be how I can be more helpful. But when we do things like that, we say yes to everything, it can lead to stress, to burnout, resentment, and even a lack of focus on what we really do need to work on. I'm not saying that we're going to say no to everything, by the way. I'm just saying when you feel like you should probably say no, we need to do it confidently. In my RISE Leadership program in the Creating Great Teams module, we do go over how you can actually empower your team to find their own answers, especially if they're coming to you a lot, or even when they should go to others and how to prioritize what they need and when they need it. And I have a lot of clients who tell me that is one of their biggest time, I'll call it a waster, not really wasteful, but it's that their employees just continually come to them and they're not confident enough to make their own decisions. So we do cover that a little bit. However, in the meantime, I want to review how you can say no in a way that maintains those relationships, leads by example, so your employees, for example, start doing some of the same things, and also creates your credibility to continue to be a strong leader. Number one is if someone comes to you with whatever request that is, whether it be your colleague, your team member, somebody else, always acknowledge that you have heard and understood their request. It's really important that people feel valued and heard. So before declining, simply saying something, you know what, I appreciate that you thought of me for this project, or I appreciate you coming to me with that key question. And then we need to be very clear and direct when we aren't able to help, when we know our time is not on our side. We want to avoid being vague. We don't want to be saying things like, let me think about that, or I'll get back to you in a bit, because there's no commitment to that. You could try something else like, unfortunately, I don't have bandwidth today to take that on, or unfortunately, time is not my friend right now. Let us set up a time next month to talk about that goal, or setting up a specific time that you can set aside for them for whatever it is that they need. You can also offer alternative solutions. So if you don't have time right then and there, you can then, for example, say something, well, I can't commit to doing this right now, but have you considered asking Tara for some assistance? They might be able to help you. Providing with additional resource or an additional person is part of what's really important for your team to learn, that you're not the only one that they can come to if it's your team. Or if it's a vendor asking about payment, refer them to accounts payable, accounts receivable, or whatever accounting person that they need to talk to. If it's a client wanting to make a payment, those types of things. There might be somebody else besides you who can give them the answer that they need. Also, we want to make sure that we are using boundaries, not excuses, and that we're being very polite with people when we are saying no. We don't have to elaborate on the no's. We could just be simply firm and polite. We could say something, you know, as an example, I have other priorities right now that require my focus. Unfortunately, this is not a time I can assist. And if you do have that additional resource, you could put that in there at that time. Always remember, though, when we're saying no, so that keeps your credibility up of a very strong leader, is you're keeping things positive. So something that you could do to maintain that relationship afterwards is to say something, you know, I'd love to talk with you in the future when my schedule allows. Or Let's set up a time, as I had mentioned earlier. That way, they know that you're not shutting them down as a person or for a project or anything like that. What you're saying is, I don't have time right now. I'm willing to help you later. Or, as I also mentioned, here are the resources that you have. So, saying no isn't about shutting people down or being mean or anything like that. It is really about setting those healthy boundaries at a leader, as a leader, excuse me, that allow you to lead effectively and get your stuff done while also showcasing to others, maybe it's your employees, that they have other resources available to them or it's not a priority today. The more comfortable you become with saying no in a professional and polite way and building up this skill, the more respect you will start to earn as a leader who knows how to prioritize, and others will follow your lead. So, what will you say no to today? Will it be letting your employee know you don't have time to have chit chat today? How many times do you have an employee, for example, come to your door or your space and say, "Hey, I heard about blah blah last night, or this sports thing's been going on. What did you think about the game?" Say no that you don't have time today if you truly don't, without being mean or putting people down. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara this week. If you know someone who is struggling with leadership priorities to building stronger, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, coaching, and our Rise to Leadership program at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.